on the left-hand side, and I happened to turn around, and everybody in that section was fighting. The girls.
Huh. This is the Havana Casino, and this is about what 63. Year?
63. 63, yeah.
Do you know what started it?
Well, as I understood it a little later on, one of the girls got jealous with the butch who was dancing with another girl, and that started it up, and then everybody won. That side got to fighting.
Uh-huh. Did anybody win? What stopped the fight?
The cops.
Oh.
That's what stopped it.
Uh-huh. Anybody get arrested?
No. Although I did think Little Cookie was going to get arrested, but she didn't.
I knew Cookie. That's funny. Do you ever remember that fights were caused by straight people that used to come into the bars ever? Like guys that would try to...
Well, no. In the 40s, no. In the 50s, for that matter, because if some straight guy come in there and say he was after the girl, well, 2-1, the butcher and the girl would leave. I mean, you didn't see fights like that, because the people would leave, or either the bartender, whoever was in charge, would have the straight guy to leave. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So I never seen any fights like that, not in the 40s or the 50s. I have seen some that like that in the 60s, when I was going out, but since I don't go out anymore.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. So most of the fights you remember were lovers' quarrels.
Right. It was strictly among the gay people.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Or two butches fighting over a femme, or femmes fighting. Did a butch and a femme ever fight? If they weren't... Well, okay, it's two questions. Did a butch and a femme ever fight if they were lovers? Did a butch and a femme ever fight if they weren't lovers?
Well, I've seen them fight if they were lovers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've seen them fight. I've seen two butches fight, and I've seen two girls fight.
What's worse?
I think the two butches fight.
That's the worst.
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh. Did people ever really get hurt?
Well, no, because usually if it was in the tavern, you know, they'd stop it before anyone got really hurt, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I did see a fight at Viva Island. In fact, I was the only black there that day. It was about 30 of us gay people.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know whether you know Martha or not. I don't know Martha's last name. She used to go with Andy. You know Andy?
Oh, I know Andy, yeah. Martha. Oh, yeah, I do know Martha. Did she have long brown hair?
Yeah, she's married now.
Yeah, okay. God, it's a long time ago. Yeah. I remember.
Well, that was in 63.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, we was out to be violent. And the girl that... Martha used to go with, I think it was, which Martha used to go with, and Andy got to fight, and Martha got in. Oh, it was a big blowout there. The girl hit Andy in the head with a ball, and then that's when Martha jumped on her and tore her up, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that was really a bad fight, but everything cooled down, you know.
Uh-huh. Was Beaver Island one of the places that gay people would go to a lot?
Well, I don't know about a lot. We would go there sometime. Uh-huh. A bunch of us would get together like and go there sometime.
What other places in the Buffalo area did people go to besides house parties and bars?
Well, in the Buffalo area. Well, it depended on who the person was, you know. Depending on who you were with, what they wanted to do, you know.
Uh-huh. But in the summer,
I don't think
we'd
go to Crystal Beach like that.
Uh-huh. Do you remember going to Windmill Quarry?
Yes, I was up there once too.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of them used to go up there, but I never went up there but once.
What about sports when you were first in gay life in Buffalo?
Well, sports I love. I used to go to the ball games. You know, the ball games did leave, but they're back now. The baseball.
Regular professional.
Baseball. Uh-huh.
What about women's sports? Women's teams or...
like play in the park and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I would go to that sometimes. Yeah.
Did you play?
No, I didn't play.
Do you remember any of the women's teams that had a lot of gay women on the team?
Team where swimming at is some gay people on there. In fact, now I know it is.
Yeah.
And anything usually today, whatever it is, whether it's sports or music or whatever, if it's swimming there, it's some gay people in there.
Yes. True.
That's where it's happened. I mean.
Did gay women go to any particular kinds of sports events more than other kinds, or did they play any special kind of sports?
Well, I really don't know.
You never knew many of them.
Do you know any of the women that's playing on a professional ball game?
On the Bisons, on the what used to be the Brasskies?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know them, but I figured that they were.
Yeah, some of them are. Yeah, not all of them. Some of them. Right. No, and we know about a lot of gay women in sports now, but we're kind of curious about whether there were lots of gay women in sports in the 40s and 50s.
Oh, I believe it was. I can't say it, but I believe it was. Yeah. But they just had to keep it hidden, you know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you didn't
but
wear
I
a...
I definitely believe it was. And of course, this... Phyllis Notaro, you know of her?
Oh, that name's so familiar.
Yeah, she's a great bowler and badminton. Now, I definitely believe she's gay. She's never gotten married.
Yeah.
And she's around my age.
Yeah,
she's around my age, maybe a couple of years older.
Yeah.
And she's never gotten married, and I believe she's gay. And she's always played with this girl, B. Massman, isn't it?
Yeah.
Play doubles, yeah.
Right.
See,
right.
And I don't think she's married.
Uh-huh.
But you can't say, but I just believe it.
Yeah, yeah. What about bowling leagues?
You mean back in the...
In the 40s, 50s?
I believe they were gay. I can't say.
Yeah.
But I believe they were gay because I know several women belong to the bowling league.
Right. I knew one woman that I talked to who said that she belonged to one bowling team where everybody was gay, and then the next one she belonged to, it was just she and her girlfriend were the only ones that she knew were gay, you know. But that switches back and forth, too. Can you remember any other kinds of things that gay women used to do in groups at that time?
Things like that.
Playing cards.
But I can't remember anything else.
I think that, okay, it's 12:30. And it seems to me that we've pretty well talked a lot of up to about the early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe we can stop the tape now.